I take inventory in a changing world. I take inventory in a changing world. And how lovely that changing world is. How wonderful that changing world is. It's a world in which every day, every moment, a new attitude comes forth. Every day, every moment, a new ideal rings forth and shines forth into this fantastic world. How wonderful it is to know that all is in divine order. How wonderful it is to know that even in the changing world, all is in divine order. That there's purity and there's goodness and there's right action. Even in the changing world, all things are working out in a perfect, wonderful pattern. And that perfect, wonderful pattern is the only pattern that I care about. That perfect, wonderful pattern is the only pattern that I know about, because it's the only pattern that makes any difference to me. It's the only pattern that makes any difference to me in my life, because I take inventory in the changing world. And the inventory I take is not in the things that are seen, but it is in the things that are not seen. It's in the things that are not evident to the mind, not evident to the body, not evident to all. I take inventory on love, and I see love everywhere. I see love and joy everywhere, and I look for it. Yes, that's what inventory is all about. You look for those objects. You look for those things on which you're taking inventory. And so I'm taking inventory on love, and I'm looking around, and I'm counting all of the ways that I see love being expressed, all the ways that I see love being revealed in every area of my life. And when in an area of my life something comes up and says, whoops, that's not very loving. Whoops, that's not very perfect. That's not very fantastic. Instantly I say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I take inventory on all is in divine order. And I know that all is in divine order because I'm taking inventory on it. I am calling it forth. I am naming it. I'm claiming it. I'm saying it. No matter what happens in me, no matter what happens in my life, no matter what happens in my world, I am taking inventory on the truth, on the love, on the joy, on the magic, on the allness that is. And I am the only one that can do that. I am the only one that can take inventory on my world. I am the only one that can take inventory on my changing world, because one minute I may be up, and another minute I may be down. And when I'm up, I see all sorts of things that I didn't see when I'm down. And when I'm down, I see all sorts of things I didn't see when I'm up. When I'm up, I see life is wonderful, life is fantastic, life is powerful. I see everyone being kind to one another. I see everyone loving one another. I see everyone living in a harmonious world. I see everyone doing all things that are beautiful and good and fantastic and joyous and wonderful beyond all imagination. I see that because that's what I look for. Those are the eyes with which I look upon my world and all that I see. I take inventory in a changing world. Yes, I look out of my world and I see all is good and all is beautiful. I see all is wonderful, all is thoughtful, all is loving, all is kind. Now, if anything in my changing world appears to be contrary to that, I look past it to where all is good, wonderful, calm, peaceful, loving. I look beyond the appearances that sometimes get in the way. And when those appearances get in the way, I look right beyond them. I look right beyond them to the truth, right beyond them to the reality, right beyond them to the allness. And as I look beyond them to that allness, The allness is there. When I look beyond them to the reality is always there. The illusion that I have for a moment that might be limiting is just an illusion, and I let that pass. I let that go its way, and it holds no sway on me. It holds no power over me. It holds no control over me, because I look beyond that. And when I look out there, and I have made it such a habit of mine to see good everywhere, I see good everywhere. I count my blessings. That's a good way of seeing good. I count my blessings again and again and again. I count my blessings. I count them in everything that I see. I count my blessings in the friends that I have. I count my blessings in the beautiful sky that I see. I count my blessing in the wonderful tools that I have to play with on my desk, my wonderful computers, my wonderful printers, all the wonderful programs, all the wonderful programs that I have to work with. How fantastic. And the programs grow every day. And when you get them from Apple, they're all free. Upgrades are all free. It causes you to work with the finest and the highest and the best and the most wonderful things that you could ever work with. And they're all free. Oh, some programs cost money because they're specialized programs. But the generalized programs that do everything under the sun, they're free. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. You say, well, you pay for it by the quality of the equipment that you buy from Apple because it costs a little more. Oh, it doesn't cost more. You think it costs more, but it really doesn't. When you get done buying all the programs that you would need to buy for your program, for your PC, or for any other program, any other computer, you end up paying about the same price. Maybe even more. But the wonderful programs that are available to me are free. The wonderful programs that are available to the world are free. Count your blessings. Breathe. Every breath you take is a blessing. And every breath you take makes you breathe a little more beautifully, a little more wonderfully, a little more powerfully. And every smile that you give out, it's free. And you give it out with love, and you receive it back, because every time you smile at anyone, they smile back at you. Every time you laugh, you see the rest of the world is laughing too, and joyous and happy. Every time you do everything, it comes right back to you, because who you are is what you see. Who you are is what you see in the world. And who you are is what you see in a wonderful, glorious, fantastic world. A world more magnificent than you could ever have presumed to imagine. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's just what it's all about. Now, what are you ready to enjoy in your life? Do you take inventory in a changing world that you live in? Reality principle is always the same. But on our walk to the principle, on our walk to using it, and our using principle in our life every day, we find that it is in a changing world, because we use it in mathematics. 2 times 2 is 4. We use it in building houses. Everybody seems to want to build a little different house, a little different attitude. In working in our businesses and counting our books and counting our accounting, we work a little differently. Always, we take inventory in our changing world, and we find that when the inventory is taken with principle, it is always there for us. It is always there for us wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, magnificently. Are you ready to take inventory in a changing world? And knowing that that world is beautiful and very good? If you are, you will find that your world will become more and more and more and more beautiful every time you look around. Look around today and see what your world has to say to you. Look around today, take inventory in the joy in your world, the peace in your world, the love in your world. And it's an endless task. And it's an endless joy. And it is for you to know and do right now in every area of your life. I find myself becoming happier and happier and happier and saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, as I take inventory of the joy in my world. Take inventory of the joy in your world and become happier than you ever knew possible. Because that's your privilege. That's your right. That's your domain. That's who you are. Enjoy it today, for it is yours always. And know that every moment of your life, I love me, I love me, I love me. And every moment of your life, I love you. I love you. I love you.